You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
How much would you bid for an all-expense trip to Los Angeles to dine on sumptuous cuisine at the illustrious Ritz-Carlton Marina del Rey, all the while attempting your best rendition of a Dancing with the Stars contestant? Oh yes, your dinner partner is one of America's iconic entertainment and animal health and welfare advocates, who just happens to be Betty White. The Morris Animal Foundation is hoping you find this offer one you just can't refuse. To tell us more about this inaugural Gala of Hope celebration is Dr. David Hayworth, President, CEO of Morris Animal Foundation. We'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Dog Shelter Blues, the new novel by Mark Conkling. This hard-hitting story lights up the world of animal rescue with engaging characters and their pets, struggling with their own internal demons as they attempt to rescue innocent creatures that sometimes bring a mysterious transforming power to broken lives. Read the first chapter of Dog Shelter Blues free at dogshelterblues.com. Then come along a breathtaking journey that ends with an astonishing triumph of good over evil. Order your copy of Dog Shelter Blues today. Available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available in iTunes.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Dr. Hayworth, this sounds like an evening to be remembered. This is great.
Oh, we are so excited about it, Bernadine. It's our first gala in the Los Angeles area in decades, and we are really excited to get back into that town and into that market, and of course, to be able to celebrate all the work we do with the animals and the incredible accomplishments and the tenure that Betty has had with the foundation.
First of all, for those listeners who might not be aware, and they should be, but who might not be aware of the Morris Animal Foundation, I want to ask it this way. Who is the Morris Animal Foundation? Because it's so much more than just a what.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I think the who is every veterinarian, every animal lover, and every person who's interested in the health and welfare of animals is really who we think of as our family. Unfortunately, I don't know if most of our family even knows we exist. So We're working on that part. But the Morris Animal Foundation is the largest nonprofit funding source for research specific to the health problems of dogs, cats, horses, and wildlife. We spend about $7 million a year in funding research, mostly at veterinary schools, but also at zoos and other institutes. And we, over the last 65 years, have committed over $100 million and have run over 2,000 studies. Right now, we've got about 250 studies that we're currently funding. And so there's a lot going on. We just seem to do it pretty quietly.
Oftentimes, people hear the word research and they take five steps back. You know, we buy cosmetics. No research has been done. No testing has been done on animals. So how does this research, what type of research does Morris Animal Foundation fund?
By and large, well, first of all, it's all humane research. We've got really strong policies in place. In the research that we do, overwhelmingly are clinical cases, dogs or cats or horses, who would be getting a disease. They come into their veterinarian, and the veterinarians, as you and I both know, don't always know if a treatment really works. We think it does. We obviously wouldn't do anything we didn't think would work, but you just don't know because the research, the funding for that research hasn't been there historically. And so we do those trials where an animal will get sick, come into the veterinarian, try one treatment or another under very controlled conditions so that we can gather a conclusion at the end of the study to say, yes, this definitely works, or this works better than what we thought.
You're also mentioning doing wildlife research. I mean, this seems to be so important because there is such an interaction between human health, animal health, and our world health. What type of advancements has Morris Animal Foundation promoted through the use of wildlife research, for instance?
So this is a really interesting question. There is a massive amount of money that obviously that goes into research on conservation and wildlife, wild species. But where there's a noticeable lack is money to fund research for the health concerns of animals, whether those animals are in captivity in good zoos or whether they're out there in the wild. Sometimes we see new infectious diseases that pop up. And as I think you and I, as I'm sure you've said on your show before, 75% of new diseases for humans are coming from animals. So it's really important for us to monitor the health and well-being of wildlife species to the best that we can. So Morris is engaged in a lot of studies about infectious diseases, about the genetics and reproduction. So in other words, those species that are just on the brink of extinction, they've only got a few individuals. We need to be extremely careful about how those animals are managed so that we can make sure that the healthiest populations are those going forward. And as frustrating or scary as it might be, we have to face the reality that that species in the wild are going extinct at an extraordinary rate. And so one of the efforts that Morris Animal Foundation is involved with is capturing genetic material from those species before they go extinct. And so sometime in the future, when the Jurassic Park technology finally does really exist, we'll be able to maybe regenerate some of these from the healthy populations from the genetic material we're able to hold on to. So wildlife is a big deal. And in fact, that's the hardest of our grants to get. We fund of the proposals that come in, we fund around 16 or 17% of the dog, cat, horse proposals. But in wildlife, we only can fund around 6%. We just wish there was more money to go around, but we do the best we can.
Speaking of more money, having this gala event with Betty White hopefully is going to be a great way of having the public become more aware of what the Morris Animal Foundation is doing. Why Betty White? How does she get involved in this? And how long has she been involved with Morris Animal Foundation?
Well, Betty will probably be upset if I said this on the radio, but I'll say it anyway. Betty joined our foundation as a trustee when I was 3 years old. For the record, it's my birthday. I was 45 yesterday. So she has been involved. She has two organizations that she has spent an extraordinary amount of her time and her energy on, and that's Morris Animal Foundation and the Los Angeles Zoo. She is a patron of both of our organizations, and she has been a steadfast friend and member of our close family for a long, long time, for 41 years now. Betty, as you can imagine, being 91 years old and having the schedule that she currently has very nicely requested, David, is there some way I could step back from having to attend all the trustee functions that we do, which is three meetings on their own at their own expense every year, monthly updates, teleconferences all the time. And we said, Betty, we'll do this. We'll be happy to let you step back, but we're going to really need you for one big party. And so that's the Gala of Hope that happens on October 19th in Marina Del Rey, as you mentioned, at the Ritz-Carlton. And we're very excited to be able to celebrate what we do. We believe truly that we're the place where science meets hope for our veterinary and for our animal friends. And Betty's graciously agreed to be our mistress of ceremonies and our guest of honor.
It sounds like this is going to be a night that definitely you've put a tremendous amount of effort, thought, and excitement into it. So somebody who is going to bid on this particular event, if they're the lucky winner, what are they going to experience?
Well, The Bid for a Date with Betty is on eBay, and you can find it through our website. You can find it. I think there are links to it that are out there we can get to you. So the eBay bidding, when you win, you win a round-trip ticket for you and a guest to Los Angeles on American Airlines. We'll put you up for the night of the event at the Ritz-Carlton.
Pretty nice.
It should be a nice night.
Oh,
and
yes.
You'll sit next to Betty at the table at the event. So, and then beforehand, you'll have a little time to get to know her before we go out into the larger event.
Well, if I take out the second on my condominium and I win, fabulous. But what if it's just not something that I can do, but I still want to attend this function? Can the general public go to this event at the Ritz-Carlton?
Absolutely. You can contact us through Morris Animal Foundation website, and it's just morrisanimalfoundation.org, and you can find us through any of the search engines, and we'll arrange. We have a limited number of tickets available, and we would welcome anyone who's interested to come.
And what's the date
Not
again?
Not quite a second mortgage on that.
The
date is October 19th.
October 19th, 2013. And the bidding is open now. Today that you and I are doing this interview is the 20th of June. When does the bidding close?
The bidding will close Monday, June 24th at noon Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Pacific.
This just sounds fabulous. And if people want to learn more about Morris Animal Foundation, where can they go?
Our best place is www.morrisanimalfoundation.org. We've got descriptions of all of our research. You can drill down by species, by subject area. You can learn more about the organization, and you can learn about the really exciting, huge study that we've just launched last year called the Golden Retriever Lifetime Study, where we'll be following 3,000 golden retrievers that are living in homes all over the country from their birth to their passing, and we will learn everything about their environment, their genetics, their nutrition, and how those relate to health conditions. It's a very exciting thing that the foundation is doing. It's a 10-year, $25 million commitment, but in veterinary medicine, we just don't have any study like it, so we're really excited. So if people are interested in that study, we'd love to talk more about it as well.
Great. Well, I've been speaking right now with Dr. David Hayworth. He is President, CEO of Morris Animal Foundation. Thank you so much. Or I should say, happy birthday also.
Thanks.
And for everyone who's listening, please do go to eBay and bid on a fabulous evening with Betty White at the Gala of Hope for Morris Animal Foundation. Thank you so much for listening. This is Dr. Bernadine Cruz with Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.